Our total revenues anticipated for next year will be $15,363,704. Our estimated expenses at $15,666,550. I'm very proud, I think, through the staff and through some ideas and employees, we were able to come up with over $200,000 in savings programs this year. Some of them hard numbers, some of them kind of soft numbers. But I think the staff did a good job on that. But also say that as we go through the budget highlights, you know, after coming off this last year with the hospital in Chili Bay in full motion, that you'd think that we were going to slow down in 2014 and 15. That's couldn't be further from the truth. We've still got to do the demolition on the hospital. We're going to be doing lots of road projects. We're going to have work on some projects at Danner Park. We've made some organizational changes throughout the city. We still need to look at the development of the former prison. We've come up with a compensation plan. We need to do position descriptions for the departments. I think that overall, very pleased with this year's budget. It wasn't easy. We did reduce our revenues by 1% in the general funds, being very conservative as far as anticipated revenues. I hope that maybe in the third or fourth quarter of this next year, the economy might come back a little stronger than anticipated, but we're not betting on that. We will be paying off the Bowling Center obligation early. Also, we will continue our housing demolitions throughout the city, which I know is a big project and important to the council. We are selling the Leaper lot. We'll also be selling and looking at other lots, some of them around the railroad. A big project that Daryl will be leading will be the new fire training center. That's a major contribution to the city and the asset. Also, we will look at upgrading our vehicle fleet and reducing our maintenance costs and our fuel, how much we spend on fuel. So I think we've done a good job. And then lastly, it's not budget related, but you know, we're making a big push this year to do public relations a lot better throughout each department, and I've requested from each. There is a deficit. If you remember in the workshop, we had a surplus, and now you see a deficit of going into the reserves. Why is that? That's because, if you recall, we didn't have the fire training center in those numbers, and so that is what is causing us to go into the reserves. Now, having said that, the reason we're going into the reserves, it's going to be paid back in stages over a period of years. This money that was granted for that project is going to be paid back. So we're going to get that back. That's not a total loss of $302,000. So that's a positive thing. But we do have to come up with the money up front, and then we get paid back.